two things that you sprinkle.
Oh. Sugar and salt, salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the inside of cherry, you have the seed, or what do you call the inside of the cherry?
Pit.
All right. And what did you call the inside of a peach?
Pit.
The kind of the peach is where the flesh is tied against the stone. Do you have a name for it? Mm-hmm.
There's freestone.
Okay, that's the one where it's not.
Uh-huh. And the clean peaches.
Mm-hmm. The part of the apple that you throw away.
Core.
When you cut up apples or peaches and you dry them, you're making...
dried fruit.
And the kinds of nuts, what kinds of nuts do you have?
Here in this part of Arkansas? Uh-huh. Pecans and walnuts. That's all I know of this part of the country.
What about the kind that was flat and oval and you might buy them at Christmas time? They don't grow around here.
Some in there.
Almonds?
Almonds.
Mm-hmm. The kind of fruit that would grow in Florida?
There's grapefruit, oranges, limes, mm-hmm. lemons.
Did you ever grow any little tiny red vegetables that were real hot that you pull out of the ground?
Pepper.
Yeah, but the little hot red ones. The red ones. They
cayenne pepper?
Sometimes they're not, no, not peppers, but sometimes these little vegetables, they look kind of like they're red and white. They look like they're real small, and you put them in a dish, maybe.
Radish?
Yeah. And then, did you ever grow the red vegetable that grew on a vine? Yeah, you slice it and have it in a sandwich.
Red?
You put it in your salad, lettuce and...
tomato.
Now, what did you call the little bitty ones?
Well, people used to call them tomatoes, but they're just small tomatoes. Mm-hmm. They're just a variety of a tomato. Mm-hmm.
What did you call the strong thing that makes tears in your eyes, the strong vegetable?
Onions.
And the vegetable that we picked, and it was long and thin, and you make
cucumbers.
A gumbo out of it.
Make
a gumbo.
Oh, okra.
And if you leave an apple or a plum around, it'll dry up, and you say the skin of that dried apple was all...
withered.
And the large, heapy heads of a vegetable, instead of being a lettuce, would be the... something similar to a lettuce would be the heads of...
cabbage?
Mm-hmm. And the bean that you were telling me about, I forgot now, you said you were going to tell
bunch
me.
Bunch bean.
Okay, that was the early one, did you say?
That came first. And then the Kentucky Wonder came later.
Mm-hmm. If you were going to put two bunches of lettuce, you'd say you have got two...
heads of lettuce.
All right. Now, if you're joking about boys and girls, you might say you have... two boys and three girls, and you have, would you ever say heads of children? Did you ever use it that way? Did you ever use it that way? Did you ever have any other name for a group of children, several?
Some people call children kids, but we didn't.
Did you ever call them a passel?